around the edges, but real school choice where the money follows the student, etc. We'll let you hear from Representative of the Goldwater Institute in just a couple of minutes. In fact, top of the hour. The Biden administration sent Cedric Richmond out. If you don't know who he is the senior Biden advisor. And I want you to hear from the talk shows, the Sunday chat shows. He tap danced around Bill Hemmer on this $450,000 payments to illegals. This is so stupid. But listen to how Cedric Richmond kind of tap dances around Bill Hemmer on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
The president's in the loop. But the president said at the beginning of his administration on a campaign trail that he would have an independent Department of Justice, that he would not direct the Department of Justice what to do. And if you go back to the question was from a Fox reporter asking about whether compensation for being separated and losing a child would be an incentive to come to America. And what he was saying was that was an absurd question from the beginning. No one's coming somewhere to lose their child, to be separated from their loved one. And the question is so insensitive, disrespectful, that that's what he was commenting to. And I would ask the question of you, whether you support that. I mean, at some point, we cannot, with a straight face, say that parents are willing to separate from a child for a dollar amount. That's just not true, and we should not talk like that.
We keep saying we're better than that, but
we're not acting like that.
If the amount's not $450,000, what amount is it?
That's for the Justice Department to decide. If it shows that it saves taxpayers money, if it rights a wrong and the Justice Department determines that there is compensation that should be paid, that is an independent Justice Department. But again, the question is, we took children, the President Trump took children from their parents, and some children have never been returned. Do we think that's okay?
There are others who make the case about the victims of fentanyl abuse that cross the border. There are others talk about the women who were abused along that trek across the border as well. But just back to this amount of $450,000, that would be about four times the amount that we afford Gold Star families.
We don't talk dollar amounts. That is the Department of Justice. The question about whether it is an incentive to come across to the United States to be separated from your child so that you can get paid is an absurd assumption.
So there will be...
And question.
Yeah, there will be a settlement then from this administration, that dollar amount to be determined. Am I clear on that?
No, I want to be clear about this. We do not tell the Department of Justice what to do. The Department of Justice is an independent agency.
I understand that, but what you're saying is that you would be okay with the payment of a certain amount, correct?
I don't approve or justify what DOJ does. If DOJ determines that it saves the taxpayers money and it rights a wrong, then they will make the determination that is necessary. And I would assume if they make a determination, they'll come up with what they think is an adequate dollar amount.
Cedric Richmond being trotted out to Fox News. But if you notice those awkward pauses, and it had nothing to do with the satellite transmission. You know, sometimes you have a delay. This is just bad stuff. And the question is not what the DOJ determines. The question is, should we be settling at all with folks who broke the law crossing into the United States illegally? That's the question. And that's a question that the DOJ can answer, but so should the president. And he tried to do it in Glasgow, but he kind of botched that one. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, 131, it's not really that bad right now on area freeways. No restrictions on the 15, US 95, or the 215. However, you are bumper to bumper through that construction zone on the 515. You know they're doing that bridge reconstruction work. It's a 60-year-old bridge, so it's time to fix that. And it's going to continue until the middle of 22. So keep that in mind. Between Main Street and Eastern on the 515, both directions, only two lanes available through there. Also expect backups on that transition ramp, those leaving 15 North, merging to 515 East. And ramp closure tonight, that's on the ramp leaving 215 East to 11 South.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
It was a very emotional week for the Raiders, and it culminates Sunday with them losing to the Giants 23-16. Everybody connected to the team will tell you that the events of the week and Henry Ruggs being part of that car accident that resulted in a loss of life had nothing to do with their performance, but they end up losing to a not very good Giants team. Derek Carr throws for 296 yards in the loss. One touchdown, two interceptions. Up next for the Raiders, they've got the Sunday Nighter coming up next week. They will be at home for a matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
New at Banana Republic Factory. 50 to 70% off everything, including fall favorites. Cozy up with soft layers. Wear everywhere outerwear and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, at 3, it's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Yeah, that's always fun. That'll be 3 to 6 coming up this afternoon right here on AM 670 KMZQ. One of the things that was covered on the Sunday shows, and only because I think the Biden administration is beginning to feel the heat relative of what's going to happen with the mandates. It's going to be something that I think the courts will ultimately deal with, I hope. Although I think Wayne Allen Root was not quite as optimistic as I am, that I think this is going to be a thing where the courts are going to have to step in and stop this unconstitutional stuff that's going on. But it was funny that yesterday, I don't know if you caught this, Dr. Vivek Murthy, The Surgeon General was on with Martha McCallum on this week on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. George is never on there, though. Do you ever notice that? It's all Martha Raddatz and very little of... he's just never there. Go figure. But anyway, Dr. Vivek Murthy is the Surgeon General, and they trotted him out. This was Dr. Vivek Murthy yesterday on This Week on ABC.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday blocked the mandate, citing grave and statutory and constitutional issues. I know you're not a lawyer, but is the administration confident this can survive the legal challenges?
Well, Martha, the president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary. And the administration is certainly prepared to defend them. But let's step back for a moment and just look at why these are so important. Throughout our history, we've seen that we have used vaccine requirements to protect the population. It started back with George Washington, in fact, when he required troops to be inoculated for smallpox. In the 1800s, schools started having vaccine requirements. When you think about the workplace, in particular, it's so important that our workplaces are safe, that workers feel safe there, that customers also feel safe. And we know that at this point in the pandemic, when we've come so far, but we still have 75,000 cases a day, that it's important we take every measure possible to make our workplaces safer. It's good for people's health. It's good for the economy. And that's why these requirements make so much sense.
And obviously, everyone does not agree with you. At least 27 states have filed suit against the rule. One suit claiming this unlawful mandate will cause injuries and hardship to working families, inflict economic disruption and staffing shortages on the states and private employers, and impose even greater strains on struggling labor markets and supply chains. What's your response to those who say this is an overreach and will hurt the economy?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I hear time and time again from small businesses, large businesses, and workers is that what's really hurting the economy is actually COVID itself. Millions of workers have gotten sick because of COVID and unpredictably been pulled out of work. Millions more have had to be quarantined. And think about how disruptive that's been to businesses. One of the reasons why you see thousands of companies actually already moving forward with requirements even before the federal deadline is because they've realized how important and helpful it is for the health of their workers and for the health of their businesses to have everyone vaccinated. Finally, just keep this in mind. These are not new. You know, in addition to having done these historically, in modern times, we have required vaccines for the military. We've required vaccines in hospital systems, the ones that I've worked in as well. There are times where we recognize that our decisions have a broader effect on people around us. COVID has reminded us of that. And that's why having these types of requirements in workplaces will be not only helpful, but it's a necessary step to accelerate our pathway out of the pandemic.
Dr. Vivek Murthy, who is the Surgeon General, and obviously is going to support the Biden position. I think ultimately it's going to end up being the courts that are going to get us out of these vaccine mandates, in particular January 4th, because there is word out that the Biden administration is looking at even companies, corporations of under 100. In fact, I saw one report that the Biden administration is at least looking at 30 employees. That's just about every business out there. And until the courts step in and stop this once and for all, it's going to be ugly. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, and I'll dedicate our final segment of the hour to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And this idea of moving the bar to under, you know, companies with under 100 employees, with 30 or more employees, that's what the Biden administration is looking at. Is that something that would bring our economy to a screeching halt? I think it would. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah, many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, discount tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way, whether you're driving on the track or just on the road. Properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with a safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I'm not going to make excuses. The Raiders should have beaten the Giants, and they didn't. But, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, this you want to talk about a tough week, really a tough month for this football team. The fact that they're, what are they, 5-3? Are they 5-3 now?
5-3, yes.
Yeah, the fact that they're 5-3 is incredible considering what this team has gone through.
Yeah, it's amazing, of course. You know the John Gruden story and what happened with him, and he was in the middle of a 10-year contract, so he's gone. And then, of course, the Henry Ruggs tragedy, and he's going through the litigation. He's off the team. And certainly when you look at a coach and a star player, that in itself is a blow. But there are other Raiders that were let go as well. The latest is a cornerback, Damon Arnette, who was released by the Raiders today. The general manager, Mike Mayock, has confirmed that after the release of a disturbing video surfaced on social media, which showed Arnette waving not one but multiple guns around and threatening to kill someone.
Jeez.
Not a good thing, and certainly that is not conduct that's conducive in the National Football League.
You know what's weird to me is that, and I know they've got... they've over the years had things where I think we talked about this last week, where the NFL Players Association, in conjunction with the National Football League, would allow players who over imbibe to get a ride.
Right.
And I guess Uber and Lyft have pretty much, you know, destroyed that program. But
right.
The fact is, I would think the National Football League would do something for these players that would teach them. You don't drive 156 miles an hour at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
It's just common sense.
No, that's common sense. And speaking of an accident, well, again, if you go back a few weeks, Arnette was alleged to have left the scene of an accident after colliding with another car. The alleged victim suffered serious injuries as a result of that crash in the complaint. And they say that Arnette was traveling at a high rate of speed because he wanted to avoid being late for a meeting at the Raiders facility in Henderson. Now, the records show that Arnette, he did plead guilty to failure to maintain a lane and duty to stop at an accident. But the alleged victim is also seeking damages from the Raiders organization, and she says she's taken out some $92,000 in medical bills and would like someone on the Raiders to pay for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's gone now. So he's gone, Ruggs is gone, Gruden is gone. You got to ask yourself, okay, who's going to take their place? Well, we did see over the weekend that DeSean Jackson, who has been around for a long time in the National Football League, he got his release, and the Raiders would be wise to sign him to a deal because he could stretch the field. That was a problem. If you can't beat a really bad Giants team by not being able to stretch the field, you need that speed. And you look at the calendar, we're halfway through the season already. It's past the trade deadline, so you need to find somebody like an Odell Beckham Jr. He's available at 4 o'clock as of 4 o'clock Eastern today. The Browns are letting him go and putting him on waivers. And what that means is any team can claim them in the waiver order, but they would be on the hook for his remaining salary, which is about $7 million.
Wow.
So, I don't know, maybe you got to figure Gruden's gone. You were going to pay him $10 million. He was only there for a third of the season. So that money you were going to pay Gruden, why not bring Odell Beckham Jr. in and pay him the $7
million? Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I am absolutely amazed that this core group of players at 5-3 after the month they've had, and it's not over.
No.
It's not over. Anyway, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got the Chiefs coming up next Sunday.
My beloved Chiefs.
Yeah.
But tough decision to make. And, of course, that's going to be the Sunday night game, the 5:20 start. So I don't know. Anyway, thanks, man. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas as we move along on this Monday edition of Live and Local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. Many Americans underestimate the value of their employer-sponsored retirement savings accounts, particularly if the employer is willing to match the employee's contributions. Now, most take advantage of the match, but there are about 20% of people who don't max out the match in their 401k, and that's what America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, encourages us all to do. Coach, why is that match so important?
The match is free money, Steve.
Free money. I like free money.
Put money. If your employer's giving you 401k and they're giving you a match, take advantage of it, but make sure you understand one of the zingers that a lot of people don't understand, something called a vesting schedule. So just because your employer is, quote, matching the money doesn't mean it's your money until you put in the time that you're required to put in at that company to make it 100% yours.
Sure.
So a lot of people forget that, and I wrote about that in my book, The 7 Baby Steps. It's 7 baby steps to a ridiculously reliable retirement income. But if you are one of the next 5 people who call, not only will you get this book, Steve, but we're going to put together your very own financial retirement plan. And this is looking past just the financial plan, but building retirement and retirement income, income that will be growing when you don't need it, will be protected from markets, fees, and expenses. Get rid of those financial termites and put together what I call a financial fill-up strategy, and there gives you income for your whole life, for you and your spouse, regardless of how long you live. And when you pass away, whenever that is, if there's money left in there, it goes on to the next of kin so they can have their own financial fill-up strategy. You talk about leaving a legacy. So, Steve, the next 5 people, we're limited right now because we get a whole lot of callers, but if you call right now, one of the next 5 people with at least $200,000 saved retirement, this is for you.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Don't let this one slip by. Call 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700. That's VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, I just started making my Thanksgiving Day grocery store list. And I'll be honest with you, I'm afraid of how much it's going to cost. I mean, they're saying now it's going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving in our history because of Biden inflation. And it's really, it's kind of sad. Congresswoman Michelle Steele is a Republican from California, People's Republic of California, and previewed yesterday on one of the Sunday shows the Biden inflation for the holidays. This is going to be interesting. Listen to this.
From September 2020 to September 21, car and truck rental prices are up nearly 43%. Gas is up $1.30 on average. Sounds like a whole lot more in the San Francisco Bay Area. Hotels up nearly 20%. Pork, steak, and ribs up more than 19%. Whole milk up 3.2%. And eggs up 12.6%. What are you hearing from constituents about inflation concerns and what can be done?
you know, while people are so much concerned about it, this is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving in history in the United States. In the United States of America, we really have to think about that. You know what? Let's stop this awful, awful spending. And we should really think about the revenue side and use spending accordingly.